This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Across the country right now, farmers are harvesting their crops. And if you want to hear more about this year's crop yields, try logging into your Facebook page. More and more farmers are using social media as a way to communicate with consumers and each other. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith has this story.
Ben Albright fires up his giant green grain harvester on his farm in Lytton, Iowa. And it is a pretty slick grain harvester.
Oh my gosh, it is a CD player.
Yeah.
Albright spends hours in this machine during harvest season, steering through long rows of corn, listening to talk radio, and tweeting.
Like here, I have a picture of some of the drought conditions we've experienced this summer, a picture of a tape measure that's in the ground 9 inches in a crack.
Albright says a lot of farmers use social media now for one big reason. They're worried about the industry's reputation. Films like Food Inc. and Fast Food Nation have farmers feeling like they have to defend themselves.
It's really made sense to me to get our story out there to the consumers. They want to know how their food's grown and the people that are producing it.
Social media gives farmers a chance to connect with consumers and with each other, says Michelle Payne Knopper, a dairy farmer and the founder of AgChat.
Farming can be a lonely business.
AgChat hosts a discussion every Tuesday night on Twitter for thousands of farmers, foodies, and chefs.
It's really about empowering a connected community of advocates, as we like to say.
Drake Larson heads communication at Practical Farmers of Iowa. It runs programs that teach farmers social media.
Helping to build a community amongst farmers, and that can lead to all sorts of things, whether it's just moral support or problem solving or tracking trends.
Last year, Practical Farmer noticed a lot of members complaining on Twitter that their garlic crops were ruined. It got plant samples from the farmers, sent those to a lab, and figured out a bug called a leafhopper was the culprit. Farmer Ben Albright's favorite part about social media? Its unexpected reach.
I posted some harvest pictures a few weeks back, and I got people in Germany that were commenting on them on Twitter, so I thought that was fairly interesting.
In Lytton, Iowa, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.